Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a real good show for you tonight. I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to get started. But before we do, we got to do, as always, we got to do our housekeeping. Let's go ahead and start out this evening, and let's go ahead and bring in Miss J, all the way from the Peachy State. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, and hello to everyone, and I'm glad to be back where Dr. Walker's not just telling stories, but he's changing lives.
All right, we're certainly happy to have you on tonight. Let's go ahead and bring in Lady C. Lady C, it's always an honor to have you on board with us. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Hey, everybody. I am honored to be here, and I hope everyone has had a fabulous day.
All right. Excellent, excellent. Let's go ahead and bring in Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, it's great to have you here with us, and we're happy that you've joined us.
Good evening, and happy, happy Thursday. I'm coming live to you from Asheville, North Carolina. So,
Asheville, North Carolina, and excellent. We're so happy to have you here with us. We're waiting for Lady Lynn to go ahead and press 1 on her dial to bring her in, and we're certainly waiting on B. Marie as well. All right, let's go ahead and bring in Lady Lynn. Lady Lynn, it's an honor and pleasure to have you with us this week.
Good evening. It's an honor and pleasure to be here, and I'm excited about tonight's show. Happy Thursday, everybody.
All right, awesome. Tonight's topic is, are you cheating? Huh. Are you cheating with intimate conversations with others that just don't happen to not be your significant other or your spouse? Are you cheating? Let me begin, Lady Lynn, let me begin with you and ask you, when you hear the word cheating, what comes to your mind as a definition, possible definition?
Well, the obvious definition is the physical cheating, like adultery, but I definitely think there's emotional cheating that comes into play, and that's what we look like we're going to be talking about tonight.
All right, certainly. Lady C, when you hear people talk about intimate conversations, how would you define an intimate conversation? Intimate conversation.
Anything that you're having on an intimate level with a third party that's not involving your significant other.
All right. So anything. What about if I'm dating you, and I'm talking to someone else about a surprise birthday party for you? Is that an intimate conversation?
No. Intimate would be more on a sexual level, you know, or dates and stuff, like going on dates and stuff like that.
All right. Okay. All right. We're going to actually stand by. Let's go ahead and bring in Lady T. Miss T, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us as well.
Hey, welcome. I'm glad to be here. How's everybody
all right.
doing?
Good, good. Thank you for joining us. We're going to ask you all to stand by. Okay, so now, Ms. J, let me bring you in. So if we've looked at cheating, there's the physical, there's the emotional component of cheating. What about conversation? Does it have to be intimate conversation something that you can't, you know, you're kind of hiding in the dark that's not a surprise? And I feel surprised like you're trying to do a surprise birthday party. It has to be sexual in nature. Michelle, does it have to be sexual in nature?
It can be sexual, yes, but flirtatious or, yeah, sexual and flirtatious, intimate, because you're trying to know that person on a more of a personal, not just a friendship basis, trying to get to know them more personal, get more closer to them in a, you know, personal way.
All
man,
right.
Woman, not just a friend.
Right. Somebody, we can pick up every sound in this studio. If you're chopping your toenails or anything, we can certainly hear that in this studio. You all, if you'd be kind enough to be mindful of that, please. Benny from the block, let's bring you in. I mean, we talk about cheating. You know, it's not necessarily the physical. Tonight's topic is, are you cheating with intimate conversations with others not happening to be your significant other or your spouse? How would you define cheating in this manner, Benny from the block?
I define cheating with a deliberate and precision thought that you are trying to move from just a conversation into a physical intimacy relationship. And it can be done several different ways. It can be done through just saying certain things. It can be done through innuendos. It can be done through just, I understand how you feel and I would feel the same way. But it all leads to the same thing. You're trying to get to a level that, or an area of intimacy that you're not supposed to be in because of your situation.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Lady C, so let me bring you in before we go to tonight's story. So, Lady C, if someone is just basically having a conversation, it happens to be the guy you're involved with or your spouse, and everybody has coworkers. If you're working, you got coworkers on your job, and they're usually somebody that it may be attractive. So if this guy, your significant other, is telling this young lady at his job, he's not trying to get with her, but he's telling her a lot of things about you, his significant other. He said, well, she likes to wear, lingerie, pink, lingerie, certain things. And I mean, is that cheating? Is that cheating? He's telling her about that sort of thing. And he says, I don't really like her wearing that. You know, sometimes she wears T-shirts to bed. I don't really like her wearing those T-shirts. And once in a while, just to please me, she'll wear a lingerie, negligee. But that's only once a week. I wish she would do it every night. Is that cheating, Lady C?
That is not cheating, but it is. He is crossing the line where he's giving too much vulnerable information in regards to his marriage.
Okay. All right.
Homegirl too.
Well, that's not his intent, though. He's really being innocent. It's like, you know, hey, I want to ask you a question, and it's like, my lady, she wears, like, T-shirts, you know, 5 days a week, and one day a week she'll put on a negligee. It's like, you know, and I don't really like that. Well, you know, what's up with that, he says. I mean, he's just trying to find some answers. And then he says, you know, the other night, you know, when I asked her about it, we got into this argument. And I'm like, it was just an innocent thing, but he tells her everything. Is that cheating?
That is not cheating to me. Now, cheating, like I said, cheating is, in order to cheat, you have to you got to be flirtatious with it. I mean, if you're flirting with somebody, you're flirting with your intent to cheat, you know? Nobody flirts just to flirt, you know? When you flirt with somebody, you're attracted to that person.
Really? Really? All right, Benny from the block, I want to bring you in. Benny, can you flirt with someone without necessarily being attracted to them? I certainly can.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So it doesn't necessarily, it means that, you know, we're two men on the line. We're saying that just because we flirt with a woman, that does not necessarily mean that we have intentions otherwise. Lady Lynn, if a man is flirting with you, do you get the impression that he's trying to get with you?
Not necessarily. I think some people have a personality that where they're just flirtatious, you know, generally. It would have to be based on the content of the conversation and how far it's going to think that, you know, his intentions might just be beyond flirting. But no,
okay.
I don't take that as automatic.
All right. Ms. T, let me bring you in and ask you this question. Have you ever flirted with a man that was not your significant other or spouse? All right, perhaps she's not there. We're going to come back to her in a moment.
I'm here. What did you say?
Let me bring you in, Ms. T, and ask you that. Have you ever flirted with someone that was not your significant other, Ms. T?
Yes, I flirt by giving compliments, if you want to call that flirtatious. I see a guy look, oh, you look very nice today, you know, but that's not cheating. I'm just giving him a compliment in a sweet way.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that because you're flirtating, being flirtatious, that you necessarily have an ulterior motive. Is that fair to say?
Depends on how deep you go with that flirtatious. You can keep it at a certain level because sometimes flirtation can really get, you know, a little above board. So.
All right. Let's take a look at our tonight's story. Let's go ahead and take a look at tonight's story then. All right. Our characters in tonight's story are Karen. There's three of them. Karen, Jason, and Lisa. Karen and Jason have been dating. They've been dating just over 8 months. Now, there is no question their relationship has advanced to the in-love stage. They're both divorcees in their early 30s, okay? This is Karen and Jason. Now, prior to Jason getting seriously involved with Karen, Lisa has been Jason's best friend whom he tells everything about anything. Lisa's married, and her husband has no problem with her friendship with Jason. Now, Lisa and Jason have never been involved in a romantic relationship. Karen has not met Lisa personally, but has heard a great deal about her. Her concerns with Jason having her as a friend makes her feel that he could be, taking some interest in her. So this, of course, bothers her. Recently, Karen met Lisa, and her insecurities were enhanced when she realized how attractive and intelligent Lisa is. Now she insists that Jason sever the relationship with Lisa for fear that it may lead to much more than just their platonic friendship. The question is, Lady C, let me start out with you and ask, is Jason really cheating with Lisa just because that's his best friend and he tells her everything about anything? Is he cheating?
No, he's not cheating. It sounds like Lisa is insecure.
Karen is insecure.
Karen is insecure.
Right. Okay, so that's not cheating. Even though he tells her everything about anything, that's not cheating.
To me, that's not cheating. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some people have, I mean, I feel like you should keep certain things, you know, to yourself and not tell the opposite sex everything, but that's not cheating. Everybody got that girlfriend or that male friend. You know what? Some people, I'm not gonna say everybody. Some people, if you're securing yourself and who you're with, you normally will have a male friend, you know, that you can talk things out to. Because sometimes when you do tell a guy something, he can give you advice on how to, you know, deal with your situation. You know, sometimes that's women. If he's telling her she doesn't dress in a certain kind of way, she could probably say, you know what? Have you ever tried to talk to her? Have you tried to communicate with her? Not talk at her, but communicate with her.
Okay, so now in this story here, Karen has not met Lisa, but when she finally saw her, she saw how beautiful she is and how intelligent she is. And, of course, she's insecure about this situation. Would you want... Lady, I'm just going to ask you this here. Would you want your man telling a lady like Lisa on his job that's as beautiful as she is and intelligent as she is, would you want him having intimate conversations with her?
Technically, it's not about Lisa's look. It's about any woman. Don't tell any woman about what's going on with our personal life. To me, it's disrespectful. you know?
Okay.
So
but not cheating.
Look, it's about respect.
Okay, okay. We're going to actually stand by. Miss J, let me bring you in here. Miss J, and the question becomes, you know, I know Lady C is not about the looks, but to a man, it certainly can be, because if his lady is not as attractive, he can, I mean, it's like, whoa, he can't wait to get to work to see this woman like Lisa. I mean, for a man, it is very physical. It becomes very physical, and I believe women too, but especially for a man, it's like, darn. He's like, what's that you wearing, girl? And then he might want to go out and buy his significant other that what you're wearing. So, Miss J, I want to bring you in here. Is telling Lisa, Jason telling Lisa everything about anything, you don't see that as an intimate conversation, or do you?
I do not. Number one, Jason and Lisa, they've been best friends for a long time. Man and woman, women and men, they can be best friends, just like a woman and a woman, maybe even better friends. And sometimes, in this case, Lisa might be the type of lady, you know, he can talk to her about carrying some issues that they might be having, probably get some good advice from her on how to handle his situation, because he's not trying to leave Karen. He just needs that best friend to talk to. And, yeah, you know, they can be best friends, and that has nothing to do with cheating, you know?
All right. We're going to stand by. Lady Lynn, I want to bring you in here. Lady Lynn, would you want your man telling another woman everything about you? Do you find that about you? Would you want that happening to you? Benny from the block. All right, Miss J, are
you there?
I'm sorry,
you went out. You went out. The whole thing went out. Okay, I'm listening.
All right, the question is, we're going to ask you to stand by, Benny from the block. We'll bring you back in a moment. And the question becomes, Miss J, let me bring you here now and ask you that question. I mean, if they're just telling that person everything, and it turns out that this woman really has so much ammunition now that she really wants your man, don't you think she has enough stuff to know that if you're not wearing those negligees every night, she's like, well, you could, you know, why don't you come by one evening? And she's got on a negligee for that man. Would you? That's not cheating, Miss Jane? Well, it's Miss J there. Okay, then.
you went out for a little bit. Your whole conversation just went out.
Okay, I don't know what happened. Okay, let's bring you in. Ben from the block, would you want your significant other telling anyone about your private conversations that you all have?
No, I would not. There's just some things that should remain between a significant other and a spouse. It should not be shared with outside people. And so I'm a proponent of what you do in your bedroom and what you do in your home should stay in your home. And if it gets out of your home, then there's a leak in your house that you need to seal up.
So in that case, then is it possible that having these intimate conversations with someone other than your significant other or spouse, could that be a form of cheating?
It is the beginning of cheating. And when I say the beginning, I'm as a man, I'm always cognizant of my conversations, because your conversations can lead to something else. And at any point in time in your journey or whatever you're doing, if you ever have a weak moment in your journey, now you are susceptible to a person that has every bit of information about what you like, what you don't like, what you do, and that person will know how to push triggers. We should not use these things to be a tempter to ourselves, because that's exactly what it is. It is a tempter to ourselves. We don't know when that time will come when we weak and fall, but it will come.
All right, so Benny from Black, while I've got you here, just quickly, if you would, so would you say then that cheating could possibly be, or a form of cheating is still cheating, if you're having conversations that are intimate that you dare not have in the presence of your significant other? If you got to hide it, is that cheating?
It is absolutely cheating in the sense that because your spouse or significant other deserves the best of you, not just parts of you. And also remember, cheating doesn't start from the conversation. Cheating starts first in your mind. The conversation is just a conduit in which it gets to the actual act. But it actually
starts. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. I believe you have Dr. Moore on. Dr. Moore, are you on with us this evening? If so, welcome to the program. Okay, perhaps not. Then All right, 678-665. Who do we have on the air with us?
That's me. I had to change phone. This is Ms. J. The power, Atlanta got some issues with the power right now. But
okay,
this is Ms. J. I'm sorry. But listen,
Jay, all right.
I was going to say, I really want to say, you know, I understand what everybody's saying about cheating and everything, but, you know, I don't think negative all the time when men and women get a relationship or friendship going, because sometimes it could be platonic and it could be true and blue. And say, for instance, what's her name? Lisa. Okay.
Right.
Would you say Lisa is cheating? You know, or you would say Jason, would Karen say Jason would be cheating? Because I
all right,
don't
we're
see
gonna
Lisa
ask,
cheating.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Lady Lynn. Let's bring you in. Lady Lynn, do you think Lisa is contributing to the prospect of cheating because she's the best friend of, happens to be the best friend of Jason? You know, he tells her everything about anything. Would you say that she's cheating with him with these intimate conversations?
She's contributing, but he's definitely doing the cheating because he has a responsibility to Karen. He has someone he's responsible to. Karen,
but
Lisa has a husband,
cheat.
Too, as well.
I'm sorry, you can't cheat. It takes two to tangle.
Exactly. So I'm saying she's contributing, but he's the one that's actually cheating because he's the one that has a spouse. So he's the one who has a responsibility to her.
All right, we're going to put it that way. Let's say Lisa and Jason became sexually involved. So now are you saying to me then, Lady Lynn, that Jason is one that cheated on Karen because Karen has no obligation, Lisa has no obligation to Karen?
Correct.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct. I mean, she's contributing and she's immoral. She's being immoral for sure, but he's the one who's actually doing the cheating because he has someone he's cheating on.
Wow, that is interesting. So even though it takes two to tangle, but Lisa, I mean, that is really kind of cold. We're going to ask standby. Lady C, let me bring you in here. Lady C, do you feel the same way that here it is, you've got, if Lisa, if she's going to go ahead and sleep with this man, if that it came down to that, but she doesn't feel like she's doing anything wrong. That's him and his wife. I don't. She owes no obligation to that woman. How do you feel about that, Lady C?
Okay, I feel like it wasn't cheating until Lisa crossed the line and wanted to sleep with him. But Lisa wasn't doing the cheating. The husband was doing the cheating because now why? He crossed the line. He took things to a whole nother level.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna ask you all to stand by. This is a hot one we've got tonight. All right, let's go to the phone line. We're gonna go to Alabama. Jack, we've got Jack on the line. Jack, thank you for joining us this evening. If you're just joining us, Jack, tonight's topic is: are you cheating with your significant other? Are you cheating with intimate conversation with others, not your significant other or spouse? Jack, do you think that it's cheating if your significant other is telling other people about your private business without even the intent of getting with that person? This conversation?
I don't think it's necessarily cheating, but it's not ethical, and it's not something that you should do. I think it's something where if she's having a problem with her significant other, she needs to seek some counseling help. She needs to, first of all, tell him exactly how she feels about it and then seek some counseling help. If she gets the counseling help, maybe that would help her. But telling someone else, it's going to lead up to that, even if they haven't gotten sexually involved. Eventually, it'll probably lead up to that because he's going to be trying to win her over or she's going to be trying to win him over. So I think it's going to lead to that, but I think initially it's not ethical for someone to do that, especially when it comes to someone that if you're married and you have someone that you love and that you say you love, and now you're engaging into a conversation with someone else about your significant other. That's not ethical. That's not something you should do.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Jack. I want to ask you this question, and you can pass on it if you'd like. I mean, it gets a bit personal right now. Jack, let's say you got a spouse. Have you ever on the job been upset with your wife and then you call, I mean, a lady on your job, for example, that, you know, you admire and you ended up telling her some things that you were upset about your wife? Has that ever happened to you, Jack?
I won't pass on that. I'll say yes. But I remember a brother telling me one time, he said, every man has had a Delilah in his life. I didn't understand that when I was really young, but as I got older, I understood that. Now, you cross the line when you go that extra mile, if you're going to go out there and you're going to engage. Talking about it, like I said before, is not ethical, but that's worse than, I mean, that's not as bad as crossing the line. When you cross the line, you've gone too far then you got to
go
for forgiveness.
So, Jack, would you, let's just say if it were reversed, would you want your wife telling a guy
that? Of course not.
That,
of course not. Of course not. I didn't say it was right. I was telling you it wasn't ethical in the beginning. It's definitely not right. It's not something you should do. Neither party should do that. The wife or the husband shouldn't do that. Talk to someone else about what's going on within their household. Keep it to yourself or get some kind of counseling or pray about it. Get together and talk about it and what you can do from that point on.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Jack. Let me go to, looks like we got 305-773. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
Yes, good evening, everyone. This is Ms. Bev. How are you,
Ms.
Dr. Bev,
thank you for joining us, Ms. Bev. Ms. Bev, do you think that having an intimate conversation with someone outside of your significant other or spouse is a form of cheating?
Well, for me, there is a specific way I look at this. I feel that if you are breaking the agreement between yourself and your significant other, whether it's spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, then you're cheating. You know, so for me, it kind of depends on what you agree to. We may look at it as outsiders, as one thing, or we may look at the scenarios that you brought up one way, but the people inside the relationship might actually look at it a different way. And the thing that made me think about all of this is that I was thinking that there are people who have cheated, as we call it, in their relationships, and those quote-unquote cheating events actually helped their relationship somehow. So, you know,
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Bev, just for a moment. Benny from the block, let's bring you back in. We have lost Benny from the block for a moment. No, we haven't. All right, Benny from the block. So here and now, as we get deeper into this, let me ask you, has there ever been a time when a lady has told you about her husband, and you can certainly pass if you like to, some things that she was not pleased about him? And have you, if you're married, been from a blogger, have a significant other, has there ever been times when you have also done that about your significant other, told them something?
Yes. Both scenarios are true for me, yes.
Okay. And so go ahead, quickly, please.
Yes, so the difference was that the person that I was in conversation with, we had been friends for many, many, many years. We had a trusting relationship. There was nothing other than a platonic relationship, and she trusted my wisdom and my judgment. On the other half, the other person that I was engaged in a conversation with was a person of, as you could say, counseling, that did counseling. He just happened to be a friend. And so, therefore, I was being counseled from a spiritual point and from a counseling point about the situation.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Jack, I want to bring you back in. And so now as we dig deeper into this, when it comes to, would you say that that those intimate conversations that started out innocently could become dangerous? Because we know that we don't want our significant others telling somebody, some man on the job about us. Is that so? Could you see that this could be a form of cheating, Jack?
And now that you put it that way, yes, because it's going to lead to something else, just like you're saying. It's going to eventually lead to them getting together. And they probably wind up feeling sorry for what they did and eventually sharing with each other, sharing with her significant other what transpired. But if they look at it from a good standpoint, they would know that it's wrong. And a lot of times, you know, we don't look at it from the biblical standpoint. We look at it from our own needs and something that we want rather than doing what's right, because we're all going to have problems. We're all going to have situations that we have to deal with.
Okay, there's a scripture somewhere in the Bible. I can't recall exactly what it says now, but it talks about even adultery, that if you cause a person to commit adultery, you're just as guilty as that person. You know, if you were the one that caused that person. So now as we look at some of this and you're having these intimate conversations that started out innocently, if you got to hide that from your significant other, and I want to bring in Lady Lynn, if you got to hide that from your significant other, then wouldn't that just the thought that you're hiding it bring suspicion?
The fact that you're hiding it does definitely borderline, I mean, inappropriateness and a level of, it could rise to the level of cheating. I want to bring this point out real quick. When Facebook first came out, there were so many marriages that broke up even before any physical contact took place. These were unhappy marriages that sought out their, you know, long-lost high school sweethearts, and they were having nighttime conversations with these people, and before they knew it, they were leaving their marriages to be with these people. So even before anything physical happens, the cheating can definitely take place. Once you're having all these private conversations with these people that your spouse knows nothing about, and you're now trusting this person and telling them things that they shouldn't really be privy to. So, and then there's also a text in the Bible that says if you even do it in your mind, that's cheating. So you don't have to physically cheat to cheat.
Yeah.
Jesus says
that's
that.
That's right.
All right. We're getting noise from somebody. I mean, if you don't mind, you all can mute your phone and we're not at you because I'm talking with you, if you don't mind. Because we pick up everything. If you're chewing, if you're doing your nails, whatever you're doing, we pick that up. So in the story tonight, then Lady Lynn, would you say that now that we've gotten deeper in this, is Lisa cheating with Jason? Are Jason and Lisa cheating? Because he's hiding this behind his significant other's back.
Yeah, the fact that he's hiding it from his significant other is very problematic, and I would definitely look at that as borderline cheating, if not actually cheating. The only thing that saves them is the fact that we know that they are platonic and they were best friends from way before the marriage, but it still lends itself to being dangerous, so it's something they should not be engaged in. When you're married, there are certain boundaries that have to be drawn, best friend or not. There are certain things, certain boundaries that have to be placed, certain things you have to prize as private and personal that is just between you and your spouse.
Well, you mentioned Facebook earlier, and a lot of people may not be aware that that's how Facebook came to be. According to research, the research that I've done, Facebook started out with Mark Zuckerberg, who actually broke up, or his girlfriend broke up with him, and he became so upset that in that breakup, he became extremely creative and put this together because he wanted to put things out there about expressing his feelings. And Facebook even has brought, I concur with what you said earlier, Facebook has brought a lot of people, separated a lot of people with divorce and relationships, and at the same time, people have actually met each other on Facebook. So, and this week alone, they were before a congressional party talking about the dangers of Facebook. So it's, of course, their counter-argument was likely to be First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech. But, Jack, let's bring you in. You sound like you had a thought that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, the thought was dealing with a lot of people, like you said, they don't like the Facebook situation. They don't like the Facebook situation because it's broken up a lot of marriages and all. But I had another thought that I was going to share with you, but it escaped me. But when it comes back, then I'll chime in.
Okay. So now, Lady C, let me bring you in here. I mean, can you really blame social media or any of these things because of your breakups? I mean, you know, can you really blame those things when you're out there spreading, talking about too much of your business to somebody else that can turn around and be deadly against you?
No, it's not. I believe there's a documentary on Facebook, and to my knowledge, it did not start like that. To my knowledge, he stole the idea from his friend.
Okay, all right. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, interesting. Yes, interesting. So you're saying that he did not have a breakup?
No, he
with
did not.
With his girlfriend?
The stories behind the Facebook is based on Mark and his friend came up with an idea, if I'm not mistaken. His friend came up with the idea about creating a social media page. And what happened was it wasn't copyrighted. So Mark came on and stole the idea from his friend.
Okay, but yeah, I don't dispute that at all. I recall that as well.
Exactly.
But I'm saying,
I mean, as far as a breakup or anything, that's not how it started.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the components behind that, I'm saying. I'm not saying that. Yeah. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Sister Marjorie. We're going to bring you in. Good evening. Let's give us your commercial break and give us your thoughts on tonight's topic.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening, all your co-hosts and everyone. You said to give you what?
You want to give us your commercial break and then also give us your thoughts on tonight's topic.
Okay. All right. Yes. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm a health and wellness consultant with Isogenics. And I would like to say we have health products that can help any condition, any health condition. Diabetes, blood pressure, arthritis, what have you. And this may be able to help you. Okay? And my telephone number is 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. My website is sisterlove.isagenix.com/collagen, collagen. Again, it's www.sisterlove.isagenix.com/collagen. Collagen. Thank you, and you just said you heard it on the Dr. Jesse Walker show. Thank you.
Okay, so, Sister Marjorie, while I've got you on here, just quickly, do you think someone telling their private or intimate thoughts with someone that's not their significant other or spouse, do you think that that's cheating?
Oh, good question. I don't really think, well, that would be like emotional cheating in a way, not physically, but not really. It depends. It depends on how the person take it, because I don't really consider that cheating. I just consider maybe I have a friend and you're talking to the person and you're just telling that, you know, but not necessarily cheating. Sometimes it's platonic, you know, but you just tell them things and they tell you things.
So you see it as being okay then, Sister Marjorie. Is that what I'm hearing?
It's okay to talk to them about different things, but to me it's not cheating. It depends on what you're talking about now. You know, it all depends what you're talking about. If it's a business thing, but if it's something private and loving, then that could be cheating.
Right, but remember we said tonight's topic is intimate. Intimate. So intimate is private. Intimate is kind of secretive. It's stuff that you only really should be discussing with your significant other. So, Sister Marjorie, if you're having these intimate conversations with someone that's not your spouse or significant other, is that cheating, yes or no, to
that
you?
Yes, that could be cheating if it's intimate. If it's business, then I don't consider cheating. But if it's intimate conversation,
would you want your spouse telling another lady on his job everything about you, even the color of your underwear that you wore to work this morning?
No, I would not want that.
But do you think that that's cheating? That's intimate.
Oh, wow. In a way, it is. In a way. In a way, it is. I cannot say fully. In a way.
Okay, Mrs. Marjorie, we thank you for your sponsorship,
You're welcome.
I'll bring you in
Dr. Jesse, but talking to another woman who could intimately become intimate in your husband because a woman is giving too much information to another woman, is that cheating also?
Certainly could be. I mean, it depends on the intent. It could certainly be, you know what, that's the whole giveaway tonight. We got Sister Lynn, Benny from the block, we'll come right back to you. She's going to introduce what we're doing over the air now. Lady Lynn, go ahead.
All right, just for the callers, we'd like you to get on the queue and press 1 on your dial if you'd like to be the recipient of a inspirational book as well as a gift card. We'd love to bless someone this evening, so press 1 on your dial, and we'll be sure to hopefully bless you with that.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for that, Lady Lynn. We're certainly, any of our new callers who press 1, we'll certainly compete with getting to them for our gift tonight. All right. Let me go to now. Go back to Benny from the block. It depends on the intent, and I wanted to say this here. If there's a breach that violates, and Jack started, Jack spoke about it earlier, if it's a breach where there's a violation of the trust that you all have in your relationship, then certainly that could be considered, in my opinion now, this is sticking with my opinion, that could certainly be a contribution to cheating or in itself cheating. That's just my opinion. So, Benny from Block, let me put it back to you as well. Do you think that that's cheating, even though it's another lady? You know, you never know what a person's intent is. It could be two ladies or two men. One of those parties could certainly have an interest in you, and you don't think that they would. I've seen that happen as well.
And that's why I brought it up, because I've seen several cases where it has been, that sisterhood or connection, and actually it's a setup to get you to leave your spouse, and then they begun with the romantic innuendos.
All right. As you stand by, let's take a look at Miss J. Let's bring you in, and I want to take you this first comment. Lady Lynn's going to close us out tonight. Let's take a look at this first comment that has come in. Ms. J, this female, she writes in, she says, I certainly think you are cheating on your significant other or spouse when you choose to have intimate and private conversations behind their back. I mean, what are you talking to that other person about that you can't possibly talk with your significant other about? Ms. J, what are your thoughts? She says it's definitely cheating.
It is not definitely cheating. Sometimes you can't be transparent and you can't tell that your significant other that you're talking with someone else because of their temperament or whatever. And you need that true friend, a person to talk with, somebody with a good mind or reason. And no, it's not cheating. Sometimes you need that person, you know.
Okay, so Ms. J, again, let me go back to you just for a second. And everything is about intent. So Ms. J, let me ask you this question. Say you have a spouse or a significant other. Would you want that significant other revealing intimate things about you? He's like, well, shoot, my lady doesn't even, it gets on my nerves. She doesn't wear deodorant. I don't understand this. You know, what woman doesn't wear deodorant? So he's saying this, and then he says, that's not all. She does this and that. People talk about people who happen to be their significant other to other people. Ms. J, what are your thoughts?
Okay, you're saying other people, but I would hope that would be a good friend of his and just not a random person he's telling. And
that's a person on
have
the,
a problem with, huh?
On that job.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
That's a woman on that job. He's telling another woman about you. My
but
lady
is it a good friend or just a random person? Because, if he did that, he was disrespecting me to a random person. That's not cheating. That's
no, but that's his friend. His friend.
A random person.
Like, it's a nice story. So if Jason is saying this to Lisa about Karen, that's okay as long as it's his friend.
Listen, Lisa was married. Lisa's husband knew she was best friend with Jason. Karen, you know, she knew all of this. Jason, you know, sometimes you just can't tell that. You can't be transparent with their significant other because they do not understand it. My thing is, don't give up true friendship for love. Now, remember, they are just dating. Y'all keep talking about marriage. They're just dating, you know. So marriage, I agree with everything y'all say. But dating, no. You know, if you can't, you know, you got this jealousy and this insecurity and stuff, all them red flags, and you're going to give up your best friend you have for 10 or so years or whatever? No, that's a red flag, and he shouldn't even be marrying Karen. He shouldn't even think of it because he's going to have problems down the line.
Okay, so Miss J.
So this is dating, remember, not
everything
marriage.
Everything start with dating. If you can't be trusted in the dating process, how could you possibly be trusted in the marriage process?
I agree, but there are women. Like me, for example, I give myself for example. My husband had a lot of women friends. But if you let me know your lady friend, like he let Karen know about Lisa, I got to know her, even if I didn't like her, with the trust and the love that I had with my husband. You know, you don't get that jealousy and all that. But if you can't be transparent with the person, because let me give you a little quick story. I got a friend that did this exact thing. He gave up a best friend because his wife was just like Karen, just couldn't deal with it. That friend died. He had no idea she had been sick and died. They'd been friends for 10 or 20 years, and that hurt him to the core of his heart. And then they end up divorcing him and his wife, not over that, but over whatever. But, you know, he let his wife take out the best friend he had ever had, who was a woman, out of his life because of her insecurity. So you have to really look at that thing, you know. It ain't about intimate sex all the time. You know, you can be best friend with a male or female, opposite sex.
All right. Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by, Miss Day. Lady C, I want to bring you back in. And Lady C, this next comment, this male, he writes in, he says, in my opinion, are you cheating on your significant other with others, intimate conversations or private conversations? In my opinion, that is definitely cheating. What if your significant other did that to you? Would you like it? I don't think so. Let me see. We spoke about this here, that most people wouldn't like that. Do you see any different from what you initially thought leading up to now about this same question of cheating?
No, I don't
thoughts?
See any. It depends what the intimacy is. I mean, I have a male friend. I mean, I have a coworker I hang out and go out to eat with all the time. And his girlfriend, I'm the reason why him and his girlfriend together, you know? So, me and him, we never touched each other. We never did anything with each other. He's just my guy friend. Whenever he was dating his girlfriend now, and he wanted to break up with her because he felt like she wasn't the one, I was right there saying, she is the one. You need to just stop looking on the outside and looking the inside. She's a good woman for you. And now they got the best relationship because of me.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Jack, let's bring you in. This female, she writes in, she says, sadly to say, this happened with my boyfriend of 3 years. Turns out that he was seeing the same woman that he initially called his friend. Yeah, right. Don't be fooled with them on the phone. So, Jack, what do you think about that? Now, it sounds like, you know, he called that his friend. But now he's seeing that woman.
And usually it winds up being that way because she's the one that you're sharing your concerns with. And you're telling her everything that's going on within your household. I'm going to stick to my guns, what I said. It's not ethical. And because you wouldn't want that to happen to you. You wouldn't want your significant other sharing what's going on in your personal life, the bedroom and all those different things. You wouldn't want her sharing that with a male, or sharing that with really another female and all. because that's kind of like putting you down. That's putting you down. So let's respect one another. And then the thing I was going to say earlier is that the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if we just even look at a woman, we've already committed adultery in our hearts. We've already committed adultery.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to North Carolina. We're going to go to Chrissy. Chrissy, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your patience online. Chrissy, do you really think it's cheating if your significant other or your spouse is having intimate conversations with somebody else behind your back? Is that cheating?
Yes, I do feel that that is. I could truly say that that has happened to me. Now, if there's nothing going on between you and that woman, then that person should be free to talk to that woman in front of you, okay? But if they always got to go behind your back to talk to that person, then something's definitely going on, okay? And that's not being, that's not giving that wife respect. And just as Jack just said, hey, that's what it is. Eventually, something is going to happen if you continue to talking to that woman. Then, okay, once dinner starts, oh, let's just go out to dinner or let's go out to lunch. Then lunch leads to other things, okay? Because your wife or I guess your girlfriend, if that's who you're with, then that should be your best friend. And why is it that you got to have somebody on the outside to talk to when you can't talk to your own person that's right there, that you're either married to or you say is your significant other girlfriend? Something,
right,
there's
so Chrissy,
a problem there.
Okay, so let me ask you, and you can certainly pass if you choose to, meaning you don't have to say this, but you got on initially and you say this happened to you. Are you saying that it was a good thing that your husband could talk or your significant other could talk in front of you, or that was not the case?
Oh, that wasn't the case. They had to always talk to this person behind my back. So that's how I knew something was going on, okay? Yeah, and I even brought it to their attention. I'm like, well, what's going on? Why you got to always talk to this person behind my back? Whereas when I've had, if I've had a male friend or something to call, which would be rare, okay, because once you get married, some friends you need to let go, okay? That's just life.
That's true.
Some people you need to let go. And
wow.
If nothing going on between you and whether it's a male or female, then you could talk freely with that in front of your husband or significant other. But they give themselves away when they're sneakingly talking to that person. Oh, yes, they're giving them all stuff away.
Uh-huh. All right, Chrissy, we're going to ask you to stand by. Lady Lynn, I want to bring you in with this next comment. We're almost out of time, and Lady Lynn, you're going to be closing us out shortly. But this female, she says, this male, he actually says, before my wife and I married, she claimed all her friends were males. I bought into that, and it turns out that I've met them, and now I'm cool with these guys. I think it could make a difference if you befriend them also, like one of your co-hosts said tonight. So, Lady Lynn, should that make a difference to make somebody feel ease? Because even in a situation like that, if you're seeing somebody, that just makes it a little bit more convenient. Because, hey, what do you think, Lady Lynn?
Wow. Yeah, you could get away with it if you just introduce them. No, but seriously, that if they are just friends and you introduce them to your spouse and the three of you guys go out to dinner and the three of you guys hang out, to put some ease, to give ease to your significant others, that's great, because that way, if there is really nothing going on, then there shouldn't be an issue. And again,
okay,
like the caller who just spoke, you should be able to freely speak to that person. The problem lies in the private conversations, when they're private and intimate. If it's in front of your significant other, then that's, you know, that shouldn't be a problem.
All right. Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. But Leyland, let me just stay with you just for a second, because people talk. People talk. They just do. And sometimes when they're with significant other, and COVID is even separating a whole lot of people, you all, in case you haven't looked at the statistics on this, people are frustrated with each other. And they need some outlet. They need an outlet to talk to somebody about you, Lady Lynn. That significant other needs ready to talk to about you, of his displeasures with you. Is that okay?
It shouldn't be in private, and it shouldn't be with the opposite sex to the point
you
where
you think
it's
he wants you
intimate.
To hear what he says about you that he doesn't like about you? You think
yeah.
he wants
We're
you to hear
to
that?
Be able to be, yeah, you're supposed to be able to tell me that. That way, if I know something you don't like, I'll figure it out and I'll change it, vice versa.
Yeah, but
if
you made him
like
mad,
you.
Lady Lynn, and now he's like, you know, I've been trying to tell this woman this for the longest. Let me call my friend Lady and see what she thinks. And she's going to side with him because she really likes him too, you know. And friends sometimes side with each other. So, Lady Lynn, he needs to talk about you. That's his outlet. Because it's just like nobody's going to be perfect. And people just, even if everything seemed like it was perfect, people still talk. So, Lady Lynn, is that okay? He's talking about you.
Go see a therapist, or he should talk to his boys. If he needs to talk to another woman about me and do it in such a way that it's private and it can't be done in front of me, then no, that shouldn't be.
Okay. Benny from the block, let me bring you in. Benny from the block, just before we bring you in, Lady C, Benny from the block, what person do you know of is going to be talking openly with somebody else about their significant other?
Well, I think if a person is talking openly to someone else about their significant other, that person they're talking openly to should be a person in a position to help them or have absolutely no connection to that person other than the fact that they have an interest to help them. If a person is talking openly to their spouse, I understand that. Because most times, and we're not, as men, we don't really have people we can go and talk to. You think it's cool to go talk to your boys? If your boy's situation is jacked up, guess what? He's going to make your situation get jacked up. So a lot of times, men will go talk to other women because women know women, and they can kind of help direct and guide you. Hey, look, man, you need to be more attentive to your girl. You need to be more this, or you need to do that. And sometimes that could be a major help in the relationship. But as a man, and I'm going to say this honestly, marriage is not for the immature. Marriage is for the mature. You need to be mature male to understand what you're going into so that you understand that your wife is the most important thing and not other people.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. ADC, let's bring you in. I believe you had a comment. And while you're coming in, I want you to respond to this here comment as well. My boyfriend and I have a great relationship because we have elected to befriend each other's friends. It works best. Yeah, ladies.
I feel like it's a good thing to become friends. But that's where we're at. Without the argument, there's no growth. How you gonna supposed to grow with somebody if you can't disagree with someone? You know. So yes, it's good to be the best of friends, but that you gotta have disagreements too. But what I was gonna say is, to me, a lot of times when a man step out, not physically step out cheating, when he step out and start talking to another woman about his relationship, it's because he can't talk to his wife or his significant other at home. And the reason why I say this is because sometimes when our significant other come and try to talk to us and tell us what's been bothering or what we need to change, we lash out. We don't listen. We lash out. We go off instead of just being receptive of what he's trying to say. So what he does, he finds that comfort elsewhere when it comes to conversation.
All right. That's an interesting point. We're going to ask you to stand by. We've got one more. Miss Day, I'm going to give you this one here. Then Lady Lynn is going to close us out tonight. Miss Day, this comment is, this male, he says, I have an issue of trusting my wife and having her male friends. But somehow she doesn't have a meeting my lady friends. I think as a man, could I be insecure? Lady C, I mean, Miss Day, is he insecure? He has his yes, wife has no problem meeting his lady friends, but he has a problem meeting her guy friends.
Yes,
Ms. Jay, what are your thoughts?
Yes, he is definitely insecure. And if, you know, he could trust what his wife say about the friend, just like she trusts what he say, everything would be fine. So he's very insecure, and that's something that they need to work on as a couple, you know.
All right, okay.
But
just
tell me this right quick. Tell me this right quick. How can a single person cheat? Say if you if a married best friend and he talks to you, not intimate and stuff, but just talking to you, and you're single, who's cheating, the man or you? Now, you're single.
Well, in my opinion,
you're
if you're asking, They both are, because it's a contributory toward that. Also, and but this is only part one of the show tonight, you all. We're going to have a part two. But right now, we've got a winner, and let's bring that person in. Let's go to West Palm Beach, 561-676. Hello, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Who do we have with us? 561-676.
Oh, that's me, Brother Walker. It's Antoinette.
Okay, it's just Antoinette. Thank you so very much. But we're out of time tonight, but we'll have someone contact you about what you won in tonight's broadcast. All right, but we're out of time, and I've got to turn it over to Lady Lynn right now to close us out. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Lady Lynn.
When you have a significant other or someone, a spouse, someone that you're in a relationship with, that relationship should be paramount. There should be mutual respect, and there should be a level of there should be boundaries placed. So you should never put your significant other in a position where they feel like they can't trust you because you're sharing things that should be private and personal in your relationship. Intimate conversations should remain intimate between the spouses, and outside people are for outside conversations only.
All right. On that note, we are clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all for your participation tonight in part one. We're going to be bringing part two to you all in some upcoming weeks. We'll let you know, so stay tuned to your dial for that information. Listen, we're going to ask that you join us here tomorrow night when we've got our spiritual show that will be coming out tomorrow night. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's broadcast. We have a very exciting one for you tomorrow night. I certainly hope that you all will join us. Tomorrow night's topic is going to be a very good one. As a matter of fact, Ms. Antoinette, also someone will be contacting you about the gift that you won in the programming tonight. Tomorrow night's topic is, what does it mean to walk by faith and not by sight? What does it mean to walk by faith? You know, the scripture says, walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to find out as we discuss this tomorrow night. Listen, we're clearly out of time. Thank all of you all for participating tonight. And those of you all that we weren't able to get to, we do apologize for that. Call in early, get into the queue. Thank you so very much, and we look forward to talking to you all tomorrow night. Until tomorrow night, or until next week, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker, and good night, everyone. God bless you all. Great show as usual. Thank you. Keep safe and keep well, everyone. Thank you.